is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for June 2013. Our guest is Maestro Vincent La Selva, our radio show's 2013 Teacher of the Year. Maestro La Selva, can you share with us your approach for teaching and motivating your students?
Well, I try to instill in my students the meaning and the exact feeling of the composer, what the passion is, and to feel what the composer felt. So that's what I really try to do. It's to try to understand and know what the composer's intention was. And that's what I do. Basically, I go with that.
Maestro La Selva, how many years have you taught at the Juilliard School in New York City? And how many years have you conducted and directed orchestras around the world?
I've been teaching at the Juilliard for 45 years. I started at Lincoln Center when the school was first built, and I've been there ever since. I teach orchestral conducting, and I teach opera on Saturdays. And as far as conducting around the world, I have conducted in Switzerland and Czechoslovakia and Dominican Republic and places like that. And, of course, all around America, I've conducted in many cities in the United States, not only opera but symphony as well. And that's what I've done.
How many years have you been conducting, Maestro?
Well, I actually started at the age of 12 in the 7th grade in junior high school when the conductor asked me to conduct. And I just kind of kept conducting right from then, through junior high school and all through senior high school. And then I came right to Juilliard and been going ever since. So at the age of 12, I really started. And I guess that's a pretty long time. It must be 71 years, something like that, or at least around 70 years.
Maestro La Selva, who were your favorite mentors and teachers?
Well, they were, of course, my conducting teacher at the Juilliard was Jean-Paul Morel. He was a really tremendous conductor and a really excellent teacher, and I studied with him. And, of course, I studied with Peter Menon, who became eventually president of Juilliard. But I was in his class literature materials of music, which is, you know, harmony and theory type of thing. And I learned a tremendous amount from him. And I studied with the really wonderful composer, Vittorio Giannini. I majored in his composition class. And I minored in composition. And I learned, again, a lot from him. William Bacchiano, who was the great first trumpet player of the New York Philharmonic, was my trumpet teacher. And he was really, really great. And I learned a lot from him. He told me all kinds of things that conductors would do and what they would ask for. And so he played under Toscanini. He played under, you know, the greatest conductors in the world. And then there was Robert Ward, who was a composer, whom I studied orchestration with. And he was really terrific. And a teacher I knew who was very helpful to me was the really, really outstanding composer and teacher was Vincent Persichetti. And those were really top people. You couldn't find any higher than that in the world. And I was fortunate to have them, study with them, to know them, and things they told me and over the years. And that's basically it.
Maestro La Selva, over the years you've taught and trained over four generations of students. Can you share with us a few of their stories.
Well, one person comes to mind, a conductor named Konstantin Kitsopoulos. And his mother sang with me in the park way back when I first started. And she was a mezzo-soprano. And he used to play piano. He was very gifted. He used to play for her voice lessons and all that kind of thing. And I met him through her. And he came and studied conducting with me. And he was a really, really talented student. And I taught him for a good while. And he became a really outstanding professional conductor. He's conducted symphony orchestras, opera, and Broadway shows. So I'm very proud of him. There are, you know, a long list of people over the years. It's been a long time, and many, many, many students. I remember funny stories when I went to, I was invited to go to Carnegie to hear the youth orchestra. A youth orchestra, and I was sitting in a box. I was invited by one of the family of one of the girls playing in the orchestra. And I turned to him and spoke softly. I said, in the box, and I said, you know, this group is doing very well, and the conductor is doing really, really good job. And then a few minutes later, a person behind me said, you know, your name is in the program. I said, well, how can my name be in the program since I have nothing to do with any of this? Well, it was is that he studied with me, and he put it in his resume that he had studied conducting with me. And it was kind of funny for me to say to him, you know, he's really doing a really good job, and I liked what he did. So things like that has just made me feel really good. I like it very much when somebody gets ahead and starts doing something and it just makes me really feel good. When somebody starts to become successful, for me, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And I like it a lot. I love to make, I really like to make people better, however I can. So when I give them everything I have, I tell them everything I know, that's it. It's it's a very difficult business, very difficult world. But when I see someone get ahead, I'm very happy about that.
Maestro, this is a special year for Verdi and your Grand Opera. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about it?
Well. Yeah, well, one of the things, of course, I've done a lot of Verdi over the years, as well as other conductors. I did, you know, all the Puccini operas. I did Mozart. I did a lot of control. But I did all 28 of Verdi's operas in chronological orchestra, and I conducted all 28 with the New York Grand Opera, and it took me 8 years to do that. And after it was all over, I said to some people, I said, what, gave me the idea to do that? I must have been crazy to think of it because it was something that, not an easy thing to do. I had thought of it in 1982 that I wanted to do all of Verdi's operas. Then I thought after a while, well, I never could do that. And I just decided not to even think about it. But once I get an idea, it generally comes back sooner or later, maybe 5 years, 10 years later, who knows. And so that's what I did. I called my staff together. I called everybody. I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And we started with the first opera and went through all 28.
Maestro.
Yeah.
You had another student.
Hmm? Oh, yes. My goodness, it was you. Yes, Madeline Frank, of course. I remember you, and I enjoyed having you in the class so much. And you did some conducting quite a bit, and I know that you conducted the Bermuda Festival and the Chamber Orchestra. And my goodness, you worked with a lot of young people in youth orchestras. And done a lot of teaching with New York City's young people, and you've taught them how to play classical music, and you've gave them the joy of it, and so you've done a great job, and I'm very pleased that you came and studied with me, and that you've done so well.
Maestro, I want to thank you for being on our radio show and for being our Teacher of the Year 2000.
Well, I'll tell you, it's my great pleasure to speak with you, and I'm so happy to do it. And you do a great job. You do a great job. And if I can do anything to help you with that, I'm more than happy to do so. It's great to speak to you.
Thank you so much, Maestro.
Keep up the great work that you do.
Thank you so much, Maestro.